We have a few more regular agenda items, and then we have one item that was pulled from consent. Both Commissioner Novick and I have a hard and fast appointment at 11:50, so I'm going to limit testimony to 1 minute on any remaining items on this morning's agenda. So let's take item number 1203.
Authorized price agreement with CJI Jones Chemicals, Inc. for sodium hypochlorite for a five-year contractual total not to exceed amount of $3,295,500.
Ms. Moody.
Good morning. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. The Bureau of Environmental Services wastewater treatment plant is part of a sewage collection and treatment system that serves about 600,000 customers. As part of the water treatment process, BES uses approximately 1 million gallons of sodium hypochlorite per year. The city issued an invitation to bid via reverse auction for sodium hypochlorite, and three contractors were qualified to participate in the reverse auction to determine final pricing. The reverse auction process resulted in the city obtaining over a $300,000 savings over the last requested increase by the current incumbent contractor. Today you have before you a procurement report recommending awarding a price agreement to JCI Jones Chemicals for a five-year contract term with a not-to-exceed amount of $3,295,500. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
This is the first time we've used a reverse auction.
What is reverse auction?
I think I understand what it is.
Well, let me explain. Because I found out all about it.
Please, Commissioner Fritz.
Commissioner Fritz, you're on.
We'll closely monitor this answer, though.
Let me see if we got it right. You put out an invitation to bid with the qualification requirements that the bidders have to meet to participate. They have to be able to deliver whatever it is in a certain amount of time. And then the bidders bid against each other. So they, instead of them putting in a bid and we just find out who's the lowest, they all know who's bidding what, and they see how low they're willing to go. Is that right?
That's correct. It's a live online auction. So we qualified them, and there were three bidders that qualified. And actually, their prices started at $1, and by the time we were done, it wound up at 72 cents.
So in a normal auction, you try to outbid the person. In a reverse auction, you try to underbid someone.
That's correct.
On a price per unit basis.
Yes.
You do that more often.
That's a good idea.
It's new, and we've tried it a couple of times on some smaller dollar things, so this is the first one that's been a large dollar, and it was very successful. So.
Wouldn't it be great if eBay embraced reverse auctions?
I think their competitors would not like that.
Yeah, okay.
No, but that would be, I'd like to watch that. That'd be fascinating.
Okay. Interesting. Well, next time we'll invite you.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Any other questions for Christine? Okay.
Anyone? Move the report. Oh, excuse me. We'll
see. Yeah, that's right. We have to move the report, but we have to take public testimony if there is any. Anyone speak on this item? Okay. Now
I move the report.
Second.
And roll call.
Novick.
Thank you, Christine. Aye.
Fritz. Thank you for explaining to my staff ahead of time. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. Aye. 12.